What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us for our monthly Jamestown Rotary Club update, we have Sean Johnson, local Rotarian. And Sean, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Warren.
Thanks again for taking time. Appreciate the chance to catch up with the Rotary Club. The latest happenings with you in the past month and as we move forward to the end of the year. The first thing we got to get to, and it's funny, we're celebrating 100 years of the Jamestown Rotary Club, which is hard to believe. And you guys got a lot of celebrations coming up November, December. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Celebrating 100 years of Rotary in Jamestown. You look back on all the projects we've done over the years and things we're doing now. It's really exciting. And so on December 2nd, we're actually going to host Business After Hours. Rotary is at the Quality Inn, and it'll be your typical Business After Hours. And it's a great way to meet people and connect and grow your network. But we're also going to celebrate 100 years of Rotary in Jamestown. And so we're inviting all current Rotarians, but past Rotarians. You know, we've had some Rotarians that have retired or because of job obligations have had to move on, do other things. But, you know, if you were ever part of a Rotary here in Jamestown, we want you to be there because you're part of that 100 years. So we're excited about the celebration and looking back and looking forward and what we want to accomplish. So that's, again, we're hosting Business After Hours on Thursday, December 2nd. It'll be at the Quality Inn starting at 4:30 and running until 6 o'clock. Then we're going to have a little reception for Rotarians afterwards from 6 to 6:30. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Well, and I would encourage anybody, you know, let's say, you know, they can't make it to those Tuesday meetings that we always talk about. Business After Hours is after work. You can come and network a little bit, learn more about Rotary Club that way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great, hopefully, a recruiting event for us. If you want to learn more about Rotary, we'll have displays there talking about our history and what we do now. And you'll get to meet a lot of our Rotarians. Again, we got a lot of great people across the business spectrum here in town. Sure. And you're right. If you can't make it to Tuesday meetings or if that's just tough for you on a weekly basis, at least you can come dip your toe in the water at Business After Hours, find out a little bit more about it, then maybe decide, you know, hey, that's a commitment I can make and come on Tuesdays and visit us.
So one of the things we always talk about, Sean, is the programs, both past and upcoming as well. That's a big thing that Rotary Club likes to focus on, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone you're familiar with, Lynn Lambrick, who's representing the Jamestown Downtown Association. She's going to be one of our upcoming programs. Some of our programs we've had here in the last month. So Major Judy Lauder from Salvation Army here in Jamestown was our program last week. And certainly we want to encourage everybody to ring the bell. And if you go to registertoring.org, you can pick a time and a location, whether you want to be inside or outside. And I also want to mention that they're having their kickoff on Monday, November 15th at noon at the lobby at Harold Newman Arena. So if you want to come by and find out more about Salvation Army and what they do and what the goal is for this year and where the money goes and how it impacts Jamestown, that's great. That's a great event to come to as well. We've had some Rotarians achieve some great things here lately. Holly Utke got her first award for giving to the Rotary Foundation. Larry Hoffman, who's been in Rotary, I think, longer than I've been alive or close to it. He got his fourth award, the Paul Harris Award. And then Matt Pepley became a Paul Harris Fellow. So it's great to see Rotarians giving to the foundation because that in turn funds programs both locally, regionally, across the country and across the world. So that's one of the great things about Rotary. It's not just Rotary in Jamestown and it's not just Rotary in North Dakota. You know, we're in a big district, one of the biggest districts in the world that covers Minnesota, parts of Canada, and of course, North Dakota. And then we're part of bigger Rotary International, does projects around the world. Obviously, one of the things people think a lot about is polio eradication. And that's something Rotary's been at the forefront of for years and years and years. And, you know, we've pretty much, for the most part, wiped out polio worldwide, which is pretty incredible. Because if you're my age, you kind of remember when polio was still around and a factor. And I remember my grandmother suffered from polio and she survived, but, you know, it definitely affected her. But that's, you know, that's a disease that we've been able to, for the most part, conquer. And Rotary's been right in the thick of that battle.
Sean Johnson again with the Jamestown Rotary Club, our guest right now. And let's talk about it. We are talking about the Rotary Club, talked about the 100th anniversary and the December 2nd event, Business After Hours, those programs as well. And Sean, another big part of Rotary is community giving back and volunteering too.
Yeah. So about a month ago, we did our environmental project where we went to Pipestem Reservoir and planted seedlings out there trying to develop wildlife, create more wildlife by planting shrubs and creating some some areas for wildlife to thrive out at Pipestem Reservoir. We're glad to work with James Dixon out there on that. We're part of the Frontier Village Trick or Treat, which is always great. You know, that event has just grown like crazy. It's amazing how many people are out there, but we were really glad to be part of that. And then, you know, the Ag Energy Luncheon, which was earlier this month, you know, we like to brag a little bit, you know, we won the Service Club Award for having the most people there, but that's another example of, again, one of the projects or one of the programs you get to be involved in is come out to the Ag Energy Luncheon. You learn about what's going on at Spiritwood, and that's such a big topic right now, and the things that are happening. And, you know, Archer Daniels Midland, they had one of their folks there and talk about what's happening with the development of their plant out there. And that's one of the great things about being in Rotary, Warren, is you find out, maybe you'll read about things in the paper, you'll hear about it here on the radio station. You guys do a terrific job, but then you get to go to a Rotary meeting and learn things a little bit more in depth and get to ask questions and just come and be more knowledgeable about your own community and find out how ways that you can impact the community.
Well, and sometimes having that access, Sean, sometimes we don't know, hey, who does the lights on Main Street in Jamestown or who is handling the ringing of those bells? The Rotary Club kind of gets that access for individuals to ask those direct questions to some of those involved.
It does. And it gives you, you know, great access to get involved. You know, you may hear about it fleeting, you know, in a moment, but to be at a Rotary meeting, to sit down for half an hour and listen to a really good program and find out what's going on in your community, it's a lot easier to make those connections and then take the next step and get more involved in your community.
So, Sean, if people want to get involved today, they want to attend a meeting and see what Rotary is all about, how do they reach out and when do you guys meet?
Sure. So every Tuesday at 12 noon, the Quality Inn, you don't have to be a member. We're certainly welcome to anyone, you know, come check us out, find out what we're about. You'll probably walk in the door and you'll see three or four people at least that you know already, which I think is terrific. And then you'll meet other people that you don't know and make new connections. And you can see our page on Facebook and our page on the web, Jamestown Rotary ND. .org, and you'll find out more about the projects we're doing, the things that we're about, and you'll probably get to see some of the people that you recognize are already part of Rotary and that might entice you to one and come and join.
All right, so that's our Rotary Club update for November, and Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, today. Warren.